is his messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon him, his companions, his household, and those who follow him at the day of judgment. We start by making dua to Shaykh Ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal him from his sickness, and inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep him always alive for this masjid. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We are still exploring the wonders in the name of Allah, the Most Wise, exploring in wisdom in doing this and in doing that. And one of the most disagreements between Allah and His creation is the issue of dividing this, the shares in this life among His creation. As we always say, and it's a famous saying in Egypt, رَبِّنَا وَزَّعَ الْأَرْزَاءَ فَكُلُّ وَاحِدْ رَفَضْ رِزْقُهُ وَوَزَّعَ الْعُقُولَ فَكُلُّ وَاحِدْ عَجَبُ عَقْلُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided the shares of this life, the shares of wealth among His slaves. Everybody didn't like his share. He said, the share of this person is better than my share. I want the share of this person. I want the package of this person. I want the package of that person. I want this, I want that. And then he divided the brains among people. Everybody liked his brain. And he said, my brain is the best. Nobody knows better than me. So this is the biggest disagreement between Allah and His slaves. And when this issue comes up, we need to really understand very, very well, very accurately how Allah is distributing the wealth, and the wisdom behind that. So Allah spoke about it in the Quran, leaving no room for anybody not to understand why. The first thing Allah wants us to understand that there is no relationship between being a believer and being rich, and being a disbeliever and being rich, and being a believer and being poor, and being a disbeliever and being poor. It has no relationship with each other. Even when Ibrahim alayhi salam, the intimate friend of Allah, Khalil al-Rahman, asked him to give only the shares of wealth to the rich ones, to the thankful ones among his children, Allah said no. When وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ سُورَةُ الْبَقَرَةِ وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. The response of Allah was قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. Both مَنْ آمَنَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. There is no discrimination in that issue. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, makes Mecca a safe city and provide provisions and wealth to the ones and the food and the provisions to the ones who are thankful to you, who believe in you and in the day of judgment. Allah replied and said, and even the ones who don't. وَقَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرْ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ أَطَّرُهُ لَعْذَابِ النَّارِ. Even the ones who don't, they still get it, and then they get the punishment during in the appointed time when they report back to my court in the day of judgment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Isra repeated this understanding. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَةَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. Whomsoever is interested into the pleasures and the shares of this life, the wealth and the money and all of those, we will give مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. Whomsoever we want, to whomsoever we will. مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. Whatever we want, to whomsoever we want. So we give what we decide to whomsoever what we decide. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a very good wisdom. Why Allah is not making believers rich? Then the concept of test would fail. Why? Because if you're becoming a believer, the question comes next, why are you a believer? Are you a believer because you love Allah? Or are you a believer because you're interested into the wealth? You're interested of being rich. So there will be no test anymore. And I will not be able to tell, this guy is a believer because he loves Allah, or he's a believer because he wants to be rich. So if the wealth is restricted to believers, the test, which is the concept of this whole life, to show the truth about everybody and to demonstrate that truth, is going to collapse completely. Now how about the opposite? Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling believers, it's always telling believers, you will be paid later. You will not be paid now much. You will get some rewards for your deeds in this life, But that's not the actual reward. You will be paid later. And then for the believer, for the non-believers, whatever you're getting now, it's not because I love you. You will be punished later. So why, since the believers are going to be rewarded later, okay, why should they get any wealth now? And since the non-believers will be punished later, so let them get all the wealth now. So one might say, why not only non-believers become rich and believers always poor? The answer comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, the non-believers will have the upper hand. They will be powerful and they will corrupt the earth and nobody would become a believer. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Az-Zukhruf, He said, وَلَوْلَا أَنْ يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِّنْ فِضَّةٍ وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَتَّكُؤُونَ. If it wasn't that Allah knows for sure that الناس أمة واحدة, all the people will be one ummah, one kafir ummah. That's it. One ummah, ummah wahida. Ummah wahida. All of them are non-believers. We would have made non-believers only rich and believers only poor. So either way is not right. So that you can see clearly why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not relating this issue to that issue. He chooses based on His wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it comes even further that the Prophet Muhammad takes that and explains by saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعْطِي الدُّنْيَا لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ وَلِمَنْ يَكْرَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the shares of this life to whomsoever He loves and whomsoever who hates. وَلَا يُعْطِي الدِّينَ إِلَّا لِمَنْ أَحَبُّ. And He does not give the teachings, He does not give the love of deen, the love of Islam, taking Islam seriously, He does not give that except to the ones whom He loves. فَمَنْ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ الدِّينَ فَقَدْ أَحَبَّ. Whomsoever Allah makes him interested into Islam, interested into his business, interested into taking Islam seriously, Allah indeed loves that person because He wants to get this person to Jannah. So that is the sign. The sign of love is not money. أَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّمَا نُمِدُّهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ نُسَارِعُ لَهُمْ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ لَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Do they think that whatever wealth I provide to them is a sign of love? No, it is that I am advancing to them in this life whatever good deeds they did, okay, whatever credit they deserve, they get rewarded for it here. So, وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. So when they meet me, they have no credit. They have no due thanking from me to them. They will deserve no thanking. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet has reinforced that by saying, إِنَّ الْكَافِرَ إِذَا عَمِلَ خَيْرًا أُطْعِمَ بِهَا طُعْمَةً فِي الدُّنْيَا. إِنَّ الْكَافِرَ إِذَا عَمِلَ خَيْرًا عَجَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ وَجَزَاءَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. أَمَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ إِذَا عَمِلَ خَيْرًا أُطْعِمَ بِهَا طُعْمَةً فِي الدُّنْيَا وَجُعِلَ جَزَاءُهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. If, or I didn't get the hadith right, but it means that if the non-believer does something good in this life, the reward comes in this life. Very healthy, very wealthy, health, wealth, happiness, new home, bigger home, saving from a car accident, you know, he gets the reward in this life. But there are no due reward in the hereafter. On the other hand, believers, when they do good deed, they get a partial reward in this life. They get some kind of a reward in this life. So they get a reward in this life. But the big reward is in the hereafter. And indeed, the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not restrict His wealth and provisions to believers and only, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is related to one of His names called Ar-Rahman. So what's the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim? Ar-Rahim is the one who gives mercy to the food of Allah and the safety and enjoying the life and this earth. It's all mercy from Allah. So Ar-Rahman is the one who gives too much mercy to the ones who deserve it and to the ones who don't deserve it. Ar-Rahman is the most kind. There is no more kind than giving mercy to your enemies. I mean, that's it. I mean, that's the maximum. Is the people who are working against you, your enemies that you hate so much and you're angry with, you still give them mercy. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim is the one who gives mercy only to those who deserve it. So when the Prophet prays, Ya Rahman al-Dunya wa Rahim al-Akhirah, O you Rahman in this life, because people who deserve mercy and who don't deserve mercy get it in this life. Ya Rahim al-Akhirah, O you the one who's Rahim in the hereafter, because only the ones who deserve it get mercy. So enjoy Ar-Rahman as long as it lasts. But it's not going to last long. Rahman is not going to last long. Rahman is going to end, is only during the duration of this life. After that, it is Ar-Rahim, the one who gives mercy to only those who deserve it. Then Allah further, all over the Quran, is explaining to us in so many places that the test of being rich is way more difficult than the test of being poor. It exceeds, far exceeds the test of being poor. Because the test of being poor is much easier. And this is why if you have 10 people, about 7 of them, 10 people, 10 poor people, about 7 of them will be following righteousness. I mean, the 7 is just a number that I came up with, but Allah knows better how many they are. And then if you have, on the other hand, if you have 10 rich people, about 3 of them probably will be righteous. And the reason is, Allah clearly in the Quran explained the reasons. And the first reason is, Allah compared the condition of a person, a poor person versus a rich person. And on the poor person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ. When we give blessings and provisions to the humans, abundantly, and make them rich, أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ. You know, he says, okay, why do I need Allah? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَا يَطْغَى أَنْ رَأَهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Humans transgress. When they have everything they need, they say, why do I need Allah? Even when they make dua, their heart is not burning. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ. If he touches by calamity, or if he has a desperate need, he keeps begging. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I beg you. Ya Allah, I beg you, Ya Allah, I need this. Give me, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, please give me, Ya Allah. Burning heart, burning with a need, a burning need. Ya Allah, I'm so tired. Please give me my, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, my son is, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from that situation. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Very, you know, begging. On the other hand, the other guy, even if making a dua of a rich person who doesn't need anything, Ya Allah, you know, it's very, very big difference between the heart of this person and the heart of that person. This is all over the Quran. In Surah Fussilat, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ يَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ. In Surah Az-Zumur, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ دَعَى رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ ثم إذا خوله نعمة منه ناسي ما كان يدعو إليه من قبل. That another bad thing that this human does, that when he was born in a calamity and he was begging, okay, and he was so connected with Allah, Allah responds and gives him according to this verse. And then when he gets it, he forgets. He gets, like they say always, man gets and forgets. So after getting it, begging, and Allah gave it to you, then you forget it completely. You know, like we say, صَلَّى وَصَامَ لِأَمْرٍ قَدْ كَانَ فَلَمَّا انْتَهَى لَصَلَّى وَلَصَامَ. That he's praying and fasting for a reason, because he's begging for something, and when he or she gets that thing, no more prayer, no more fasting. I mean, this is indeed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in this surah. And then, another example of other kind of people, فَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ دَعَانَا ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلْنَاهُ نِعْمَةً مِنَّا قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ. When he is in a calamity, in a hardship, he's begging, and then when he gives him, he says, oh yeah, it's because I'm intelligent. Oh yeah, it's because I have PhD and MAD and SRSC, and I am this intelligent person. It's because I'm so clever. It's because I have MBA and I understand business. This is why I got it. He doesn't give credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anymore. He doesn't refer the credit to Allah, but he or she refers the credit to themselves. And in Surah Al-Ankabut, another very good example that Allah is giving, video clip of the condition of people. This is how the video clip goes. People in the boat, and the boat is sinking. Very, very, very strong storm, and they are all what? Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Rabbana yastur, Rabbana yastur. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And then, when Allah saves them from the hardship, oh, here we go, back to the old ways, back to the disobedience. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ. With full sincerity, from the bottom of their heart, begging. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. Once Allah saves them and they arrive safely to the land, oh, that was history, man. They go back to the old ways. In Surah Luqman, وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالظُّلَلْ. When the waves become high, and Allah is using that video clip explaining to explain that this way, the wave are so high that it have a shadow. You know, when a wave has a shadow, just imagine how would the wave have a shadow? The wave will be so high. وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالظُّلَلْ دَعَوُا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ يَا اللَّهُ يَا اللَّهُ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ مِنَ الْبَرِّ فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمَا يَشْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ خَتَّارٍ كَفُورٍ. When Allah saves them to the land, oh yeah, they are not interested into Allah's business anymore. مُقْتَصِد, you know, give Allah the lift over. Yeah, He saved me. I'll give Him the lift over of my time. After my personal business eats my time, that's the lift over. After my personal business eats my money, here is the lift over. مُقْتَصِد. He gives them the lift over. And then Allah says, indeed, the ones who deny the blessings are the ones whom the people who are khattarin kafur. Kafur are denying the credit, the blessings. Khattar, I'm not sure what's the meaning of khattar, Sheikh Ala. وَمَا يَشْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ خَتَّارٍ. I'm not sure what's the meaning of that word khattar. So inshallah we'll look at it. خلاص. ولا 5 minutes. Then the second, that is the first reason why the test of being rich is much more difficult than the test of being poor. Mm-hmm. Then the second reason of the test of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always, all over the place, is connecting, making direct connection between His punishment and His destruction and the rich spoiled elites. We know people get spoiled, whether you like it or not. A father can easily spoil his children. How? Provide to them abundantly, abundantly, abundantly. They become spoiled brats, right? And if Allah will do the same with His people, they all will become spoiled brats. Allah doesn't do that with everybody, because otherwise the earth will be ruined. وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ. If Allah will make them, all the people rich, they will all be spoiled brats, the earth will be ruined. That's it. But وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَا يَشَاءُ. He brings down calculated amounts. So only part of those who are rich are spoiled brats. Otherwise, it's going to be a disaster. And some of them, by the way, many of them are thankful rich. Allah loves the thankful rich. So there is nothing wrong of being rich. What is wrong is failing the test of being rich, not being rich in itself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing a direct link between His punishment that comes down on people and the being rich, spoiled elite. In Surah Al-Qasas, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ بَطِرَتْ مَعِيشَتُهَا فَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنْهُمْ لَمْ تُسْكَمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how many times I have destroyed a town because they become rich, spoiled elites. Rich, spoiled elites, they corrupted the town, they spoiled the town, and then I had to destroy them. In Surah Al-Isra, وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا. If I want to destroy a town, I will let the rich spoiled elites among them spoil life and corrupt and spread corruption in this town, then it becomes due for my punishment. In Surah Al-Zumr, وَذَرْنِي in Surah Al-Zumr, وَذَرْنِي وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ أُولِي النِّعْمَةِ وَمَهِّلْهُمْ قَلِيلًا. That's not in Surah Al-Zumr. وَذَرْنِي وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ أُولِي النَّعْمَةِ in Surah Al-Muzzammil. I'm sorry, in Surah Al-Muzzammil. وَذَرْنِي وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ أُولِي not in نِعْمَةِ أُولِي النَّعْمَةِ. There is a difference between ni'mah. Ni'mah is faith. Is mercy from Allah, the faith, the guidance. النَّعْمَةِ from النَّعِيم, which is being rich, is the rich, comfortable, fulfilling life. Allah is saying, leave me alone with the rich, spoiled elites who don't want to listen to you, who are calling you a liar, who are denying the message. and amhilhum qalila. Just wait on them. Wait on them. It's not long. It's a little bit. They are coming. Here we go. 10 more years. 9 more years. 8 more years. Be patient. Be patient. They are coming to me. Wait. Then leave them to me. I'm going to take care of them when they come to me. In Surah Hud, وَأُتْبِعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا أُتْرِفُوا فِيهِ وَكَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. That those disobedient, rebelling people, مَا أُتْرِفُوا فِيهِ, they are taken away from the rich, comfortable, fulfilling life that they had. Taken away out of it. وَكَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. They were criminals, even though when they had this much power and this much wealth, they were criminals, exceeding the boundaries, crossing the boundaries that Allah has set forward. And in Surah Hud also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذْنَا مُطْرَفِيهِمْ بِالْعَذَابِ إِذَا هُمْ يَشْعَرُونَ. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذْنَا مُطْرَفِيهِمْ بِالْعَذَابِ إِذَا هُمْ يَشْعَرُونَ. That when I take the rich spoiled elites among them and put my due punishment, apply my due punishment or cast my due punishment on them, now, at that point, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we're sorry, we're not going to do this. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, oh, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And they are now suffering because of the punishment. And finally, in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people of the left hand, He says, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُطْرَفِينَ. Before that, in this life, they were rich, spoiled elites. This is the second reason. And there are 5 more reasons to come, inshallah, that will explain and demonstrate, inshallah, we'll go over them one by one next time, explain and demonstrate why it is very more difficult to pass the test of being rich than it is to pass the test of being poor. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, you know best. You know best. You know, and I don't know. You're able to you know everything, and I have no idea. I have no clue. Ya Allah, bima shi'ta wa kayfa shi'ta. Ya Allah, whatever you choose, the way you choose it, I am submissive. Bima shi'ta wa kayfa shi'ta. Ya Allah, bima shi'ta wa kayfa shi'ta. You know better than me. I'm not. I ask and I beg, but when I ask, I beg. I'm saying, Ya Allah, I might be begging for something that will destroy me. Ya Allah, bima shi'ta wa kayfa shi'ta. I am begging for it, but Ya Allah, you know better. Ya Allah, you know better. Give me what is right for me. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.